This winter could well be one of the coldest we've seen in years. That's not my opinion. It comes from a 230-year-old source with a weather forecasting accuracy rating of 80%. The Old Farmer's Almanac is out to help prepare readers for winter's worst conditions. And Sarah Perrault, senior editor for the Old Farmer's Almanac, is with me today on Lincoln Live. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well because it's not winter. I always do better.
I agree with you.
Yeah, when it's not winter. Tell listeners why the 2022 Old Farmer's Almanac comes with a winter warning. Prepare for a season of shivers.
Well, we're in for an old-fashioned kind of winter. So if you're a fan of the season, this one's for you.
Prepare for a season of the shivers. We're going to step back and look at the entire country, but first of all, let's take an up-close look at what we are talking about for Lincoln, Nebraska, the Old Farmer's Almanac. Now, we are located just over 100 miles north of the Nebraska-Kansas border, which, according to the almanac map, is a line of demarcation between cold, dry winter weather and cold, snowy winter weather. So let's start there, because there are only two regions with that cold, snowy label, and we'll talk about the other one. But first, let listeners know what we might be in for our part of southeast Nebraska.
Well, in your area of the country, winter is going to be colder and drier than normal. So that's your season of shivers. But we can tell you your coldest periods are going to be in mid and late December, early and late January, and then again in early to mid-February. And then snowfall is going to be a little bit below normal in your section of the country.
All right, repeat that one more time. Snow, less of it this winter, did I hear you say?
A little bit below normal, yeah.
Okay, a little bit below normal. And the cold?
It's going to be colder than normal.
Oh, Sarah.
So
Sarah.
If you're used to cold, I mean, even if it's 5 to 10 degrees colder, you know what to do.
We had a 31 below zero in February. Temperature, 31 below temperature last year.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's too cold. That's crazy
that
cold.
That is too cold.
All right, so the reason I bring this up is because we are just so close. That model could shift north just a little bit, and then we're in for cold and snow, or it could stay right where it is, and we here in Lincoln, Nebraska, could be in for the cold and dry. So right now, Sarah, you're going with the cold and dry.
Right now, I have to because that's what we published.
Yeah, well, sure. Sure. And as a senior editor, that's the card you play, right?
Right.
The other cold, snowy spot to me comes as a bit of a surprise. It's western tip of Texas and the southeast corner of New Mexico. Is that odd for that part of the country, cold and snow?
Well, it is, but see, now, if we're predicting cold for them, it's different than cold for you.
Well, so, true.
That's true. And snow, even if they only get a little bit of snow, it's more than usual for them. So you have to kind of take in consideration what's normal for that area of the country, and then, we forecast the extremes.
Well, what threw me off, Sarah, is on the map, it's in white. So when I see cold snow, I think of, they're going to get snow. All right.
They are, not as much as you do.
All right, I'll use your statement then. What is cold? I see Florida, cold and dry. What's cold for Florida?
Oh, let me see. I can tell you. Let me look at Region 5 in the Old Farmer's Almanac. So, cold for Florida. So, their typical, let's say, February temperatures are right around 60 degrees. So, it's going to be a couple degrees cooler than that, which, for you and me, 58 degrees, we're outside in our shorts. But in Florida, they've got on their sweaters and their long pants.
Yeah, they're cold.
So, once again, it's all relative.
All right. I said we'd start from east and move west. So, let's go to the far northeast. Cold and wet for everybody up there.
Yeah, most of Maine looks like it's going to be about cold or wet. We're in New Hampshire, and we've got, much like you, cold and dry, except for there's a small portion of southern New England that's going to be snowier than usual. So for myself, if I want to go skiing, I'm going to be heading to Massachusetts. And then most of the country, colder than normal, a couple spots, milder. The West Coast is going to be a little bit milder. Sections of the southern states, it's going to be really wet. It's kind of just a crazy winter from what we're used to.
I stand corrected. I said there were only two areas with cold and snow us and Texas and New Mexico, but there is another one up in the Northeast. Cold and snow for the folks in, what, Delaware, New York, those areas?
Parts of Massachusetts, Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay. That's where, and you are in New Hampshire?
I am. I'm right. See, if you look at the map for me, I'm right in that cold and dry.
Where are you originally from, Sarah? And the reason I ask that is because you said New Hampshire, not New Hampshire.
Oh, that's okay. So you're confusing us with the Massachusetts people.
Okay.
I was born and raised in New Hampshire, and that's how I say it.
Okay.
New Hampshire.
Okay.
But if I went across the border, yes, all the R's would be dropped.
Stand corrected. Sarah Peralt is with me today, senior editor for the Old Farmer's Almanac, having fun in this conversation about the Old Farmer's Almanac winter prediction of a season of shiver. Cold and wet around the Great Lakes.
Yeah, so wet, you know, that can mean slush, that can mean snow that turns to rain. I'm sure they're still going to have snow, but it's going to be, the precipitation is going to be more wet than white.
Yeah. I'm spending Christmas in Arizona, and I see they will be mild and dry.
I would hope so. If you're going to go to Arizona for Christmas, I would hope for you to have a mild and dry. You don't want any cold, and you don't want any wet.
No, and for people in California, they admittedly might like a little rain, though, even for winter because of the wildfires, but it's expected to be mild and dry in all of California.
That's true, and that's not great news for California, no.
And what else isn't great news is I see cold and dry for parts of Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, some of the ski areas. Dry is not a good word in the winter for skiers.
No, that just below normal snow is not what you want if you're an avid skier.
No.
I'm not an avid skier. I only took it up because I live in a place where we get snow, so I'm not too upset if it doesn't snow.
Now, what about the summer? Can we talk about the summer a little bit? Because it's contained in the 2022 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm looking at Nebraska. I'm looking at Lincoln in particular. Hot and rainy. There is a huge swath of the United States.
Almost the entire country.
Yeah. Starting way up in the northwest, going all the way down to the southern tip of California, and then you cross Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, that area, coming to Nebraska. Southeast Nebraska looks hot and rainy. All the states south of us, Texas, Kansas, Wyoming, Missouri, parts of Iowa, and then you stretch all the way east of the Great Lakes to the south and east of the Great Lakes, hot and rainy.
Right, and then most of the East Coast from, Connecticut all the way down, keep going down. We go all the way to Florida, and it's going to be hot and dry. But right above that, where I am in New England, cool and rainy, completely opposite.
Sarah, how far can you take us behind the curtain on how this is done at the Old Farmer's Almanac to predict weather a year in advance?
Well, I can tell you that we are basically using the same formula that was devised back in 1792 when the first Old Farmer's Almanac came out. It was based on three scientific disciplines, which are solar science, meteorology, and climatology. So we're still using those three major principles. But, over the years, we can enhance our formula with state-of-the-art technology and radar. So we took what was already working and just made it better.
And it's not the only thing in between the covers of the Old Farmer's Almanac for 2022. There's a lot more. It's known for useful, pleasant humor. Let's talk about some of the other features. In particular, before we get into generalities, Sarah, what in the almanac is your signature piece? What did you work on the most, you, Sarah, work on the most?
I have several hats in the office, and one of them is that I'm the food editor. So anytime anything food-related shows up in the Old Farmer's Almanac, that's my domain. So I run the annual reader recipe contest, and this year we also have an article about how to make the most of what's in season, because if you're cooking and eating food that's in season, it's sometimes more nutritious and definitely always more tasty if you're eating the right things during the right season.
So you're in there with the recipes that make the most of the season, award-winning dishes, desserts, with using five or fewer ingredients?
That's right. The recipe contest was five or fewer ingredients, which was a great test. We had so many entries. I never knew you could make so many things with five or fewer ingredients. We did accept for salt and pepper. Those weren't included. Got thousands of entries. It was fantastic. We narrowed it down to three winners and an honorable mention. And for next year, I believe we want you to send us your recipes using bananas, but not just banana bread. Any other way you use bananas.
Had a banana milkshake this weekend. Does that count?
Sure. You got a recipe for it? Send it over.
All right. Also inside the 2022 Almanac, the 17-year-old design genius behind the 50-star American flag, unique tourist locations that let visitors get up close to saints, war heroes, even Roy Rogers' horse. 2022 home and lifestyle trends. There's a whole lot going on inside that 230-year-old magazine with the hole in the, is it the upper left corner? Sure, it would have to be the upper left corner.
Yeah, because if you want to hang it up, that's the best place to put the hole.
Yeah, and my grandparents did. It was a nail. It was a nail without a head on it, so they could just hang it up in the pantry higher than the kids at the time, so that we didn't knock it down and drop it into the sink. So,
yeah, people still hang it up in like their garden sheds or someplace. Where they're going to be able to sit down and read.
Sarah, I mentioned the Almanac availability. Where can people get it?
You can find the Old Farmer's Almanac with our familiar yellow cover anywhere books and magazines are sold, and it's always available at Amazon.com.
Yep. Senior editor for the Old Farmer's Almanac, Sarah Perrault, joining me today. Thanks a lot, Sarah. You have a good day.
Thanks, you guys, too.
That's it, everybody. Appreciate you being here for Lincoln Live.